This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Yeah, she didn't sleep so well last night. Toothache.
So, is this...
Karina.
Ah, sounds like you're forging quite a connection with her.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. I mean, we need to get to know one another before we can decide whether to take things further, don't we?
Okay. Well, I'm off in a minute with
okay.
Henry.
Have fun.
Thanks. Will you be around later?
Well, I need to talk to Roy about the menu for the hunt ball.
More discussions.
Yeah, it's ongoing. And, yeah. I might have found another possible for Joey's replacement.
For the 3-month contract?
Yeah. There's a girl who does front of house at a pub near Barchester, and word is she's looking for all their experience, so I thought I'd mention her name to Cathy and Roy.
Any other applicants so far?
Yeah, a few. Cathy's drawn up a shortlist.
Ah!
Hello!
Ah, look who's here.
Henry, hey there.
Hello. Granddad says you've got a surprise. What is it?
Ah, if I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Well, that's what I said.
Hiya, Tommy.
Hi.
Hi. Can I see it?
All right. Have you got your wellies?
Yes, here they are.
Good. So, come and put them on. Then I'll show you.
Yes.
Somebody's excited, anyway.
Oh, he's been looking forward to this all weekend.
Oh, well, that's quite a vote of confidence in Adam.
Well, yes, it was a big success last time.
Well, that's great. And how's things down at Bridge Farm?
Cows are still out. They'll have to come in soon. That means getting the yard ready.
No rest, eh?
That and the big countdown to the wedding.
Your sister's getting you organised?
Actually, so far I've managed to keep well out of it.
Good luck with that.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Ian. I'm very happy for her, though I'm still not sure how I feel about having Justin Elliott as my brother-in-law.
There, still hot and fresh.
I like the sound of that, Ad.
The coffee.
What did you think I meant? Look, come on, come back in and join me.
Well,
just 5 more minutes.
All right. why not?
And you promised you'd look at these.
Oh, more wedding feathers.
No, these are little silver place card holders, you see.
Yes.
Now, you can get them shaped like bells or thimbles or hearts, and the guests can take them away as souvenirs. So, what's it to be, hearts or thimbles?
Can I let you choose this one?
Sorry, darling. I'm pushing my luck, aren't I?
No.
I'll put this away. There. Now, you come here.
Leading me astray. I should be down in the office.
Oh, you've got all day for that. This is the time for you and me.
Well, I suppose, if you put it like that.
Oh, and Justin, darling, one more little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our lovely new shower, it's still not behaving.
Oh, yes.
Half the time it's lukewarm and then suddenly it's scalding. Can you call Philip and ask him to send someone to fix it?
Philip?
Philip Moss. I tried to call him last night, but my phone seems to have deleted his number.
Well, but he's such a busy man. Perhaps we should just call an emergency plumber.
No, I'm not letting some cack-handed cowboy near my lovely shower.
All right. I'll add it to my list.
Thank you, darling.
So, shall we talk about these thimbles?
Whoa, yeah!
Okay, now.
That's so cool!
Ah, the battery's running down. I'd better bring it back into land.
Oh.
Just for a minute, then we'll change the battery and have another go.
Yes.
Hey, steady.
Oh, hello.
Morning.
Hello.
And we don't want to frighten Auntie Lillian's horse.
Oh, it's all right. He doesn't seem fazed.
Here it comes.
Whoa. Well, perhaps not right now, Henry.
Keep well clear, Henry, and don't touch it.
All right.
There, safely down. So, how are you getting on with the wedding plans?
Oh, fine. Yeah, yes, all very much on track.
Good.
Yes, so exciting. Justin and I are getting on with the final arrangements.
I'm glad to hear it.
And before you ask, darling, I've not heard a peep from Matt for days, weeks even.
Okay.
I don't know what he's up to, and I really don't care.
And did you enjoy Justin's little surprise last week?
Sorry, darling?
The special dinner he cooked for you.
Dinner?
Yeah, Tuesday, was it?
Oh.
He certainly put a lot of thought into it. Though, between you and me, he did have a little help from Ian.
Oh, yeah, the dinner. Yeah, yeah, it was lovely. It was such a wonderful surprise.
Good. I'm glad it was a success.
Yeah, it was so sweet of him. Look, I must be on my way, darling. Come on, Amir.
Okay, bye then.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, can I come in?
Oh, hey, Lily.
You're back.
Yeah. Just catching up on some admin, you know.
Missing Sunday lunch at Brookfield?
Oh, I just didn't feel up to the whole social thing, you know.
Okay, well, Mum's got a wedding crisis, so it will be self-service for us. Hey, Pip, come on, what is it?
What's what?
You know, why you've been acting weird these last few days. You know, coming in late, going straight to your room, ignoring my messages, and not liking my pics.
Sorry, I've been...
No, okay, fine. No, don't tell me if you don't want to.
No, Lily...
No, you want some privacy. That's fine. You don't want to cross any boundaries.
Lily, look, I was going to tell you, but... Oh, it's just all so embarrassing.
Oh, okay, now you've got to say. I'm not leaving here until you do.
Toby... Yeah, I called in at Hollertree last week and he was so sweet. He was so pleased to see me and he said all these really nice things about me. And then I got the wrong idea and I started hitting on him.
Oh.
Yeah, and he got upset and he said I was using him and...
Oh.
And it was a total disaster. I feel so stupid. Oh... You can see why I didn't want to tell you.
Well, no, I can't.
Lily, I made a complete idiot of myself. And it was all going so well. You know, we were back to being mates again. And now I can't even look him in the face.
But why? I really can't see why you feel so bad about it.
Of course I'm feeling bad. Wouldn't you?
No. Seriously. So he's your ex? But he's still a super sweet, really fit guy. Why shouldn't you feel attracted to him?
Because there are rules, Lily.
Are there? Not in my book.
Well, lucky you. Well, maybe when you get to my age.
Okay, fine, but what I still don't get is why you dumped him in the first place. It's complicated, yes. So, I'm starving. Why don't I make us some oven chips and pizza? And you can tell me all about it.
But Justin, darling, why didn't you say? I'd no idea until I met Adam.
No, it really doesn't matter.
Well, of course it matters. You'd gone to all that trouble, cooked me a special dinner.
No, well, you were busy supporting your chum. Maisie?
Marcy. It was Marcy.
Yes, well, it sounds as if her need was greater than mine.
But if you told me, I'd have made some kind of excuse and come straight on home.
Never mind. It was my fault for trying to arrange a surprise.
Oh, darling, that makes me so sad.
Lillian, no, you mustn't
be.
Well,
I just hate the thought of me upsetting you for any reason at all.
I'm not upset. Why should I be?
No, good.
I can always cook you another meal sometime.
Yes, and I promise not to make any more last-minute changes to my plans. That's mine. I'd better,
Will it really be so urgent on a Sunday?
No, you're probably right. Just spam.
Lillian, is everything okay? You do seem a bit on edge.
Yes, yes, everything's fine.
Sure?
Well, I suppose that I'm a little bit stressed about the wedding.
Oh, come on, tell me.
Well, you know, Bridge Farm and Pat and Tony after that fuss over the land deal.
Oh, no, it's all done and dusted.
Yes, but I'd hate any bad feeling to spoil things.
Hey, no, you mustn't worry. Nothing's going to spoil our special day. I'll see to that.
And there were Toby's money problems and his gin business and, well, and then the IBR. I mean, though that was my fault, not Toby's.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So anyway, well, we had a few rows and things weren't good and, well, it just seemed to me like we weren't a good fit. So I dumped him.
Yes. Well, to me, that explains absolutely nothing.
No, it seemed the right thing to do at the time.
So forget about then. How do you feel about him now?
Well, I miss him. You know, I don't want him back. Not like before, you know, not like, you know, together.
Don't you?
No, no, it's not like I want to marry him or anything.
Okay.
But, you know, I've still got feelings for him. I can't help it. I want us to be more than just friends, but I don't want to mess him around.
Oh, well, for a start, when it comes to messing people around, it sounds like he's the big expert.
So,
I can't see the problem. Tell him everything you've just told me, and then let him decide.
It went right over Lakey Hill and we took some pictures.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yes, it was.
Oh, here, don't forget these wellies.
Oh, thanks, Ian. Come on, you, home for lunch.
Ian?
Yeah, Henry?
Are you and Adam going to have a baby?
Henry?
Well, that's the plan, yeah.
But how can you?
Ah, well, that's... it's complicated.
Come on now, Henry.
No, wait. Henry, Ian and I, we're going to be daddies, and we're going to find a kind lady who will grow our baby in her tummy for us. Once the baby arrives, Ian and I will look after him, or her. You can make babies in all sorts of ways.
Like how my mummy had me.
Yes. And we're doing it this way.
Oh, okay then, Henry. Time we got you home.
Yeah, off you go.
Say thank you to Uncle Adam.
Thanks, Adam. I had a great time.
Come on then, or we'll be late for lunch.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh. That could have been awkward.
No, that was brilliant.
You think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know why you're so worried about being a dad. You're a natural.
It's been good spending time with Henry. It reminded me that parenting can have its fun side.
That's great.
I do get why you're so keen on it all. And you know what? I'm starting to feel the same way myself.
Toby!
Ruth, hello.
Morning. Is it Pip you're wanting?
What?
I think she's still cleaning up in the dairy.
No, not Pip.
Is everything okay?
Yes, fine. Well, it's my pickup. There's a problem with the brakes.
Oh, can't help you there, I'm afraid.
No, I was looking for Josh. See if I can use his kit to fix it up.
Okay.
His hydraulic jack and his sockets.
Oh, mind out. Oh, yeah. Josh is out. You've tried giving him a call?
He's not answering.
You could try asking Pip. She might know.
No, really, it's fine. I messaged Josh. I'll wait for him to get back to me.
Hey, Mum!
Oh, hi.
Mum, I'm just going to... Oh. Toby. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
So, are you just passing by or...
No. I was just saying to your mum...
He's looking for Josh.
Oh. Well, Josh has gone to Hollerton to look at a mower.
Hollerton. Mm. Okay. Great, fine. I'll get back to Hollertree.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye. I'm finished in the dairy. I'm going out to move the fences.
I might come up with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. If you like.
I'll give you a hand. I mean, it'd be nice to have a talk anyway.
Alistair?
Yep.
The woman from Paxley who owns Bagel, the mare that went lame.
What about her?
Well, Chris went to shoe one of her ponies. And she knew there'd been a complaint to the college, and why.
Oh, Ellen.
So it's not only Sal Blakedown who's heard. The news is starting to spread.
Yes. Well, I suppose it was inevitable.
There's more. This woman seemed to know a lot of the details. And she was blaming it firmly on your bad practice, on you and Anisha.
Oh, that's great.
So Chris thinks she may have been talking to Mrs. Ramsey, getting her spin on it all.
Yes, you could be right. I guess we should have seen this coming.
Oh, but Alistair, If Mrs. Ramsay is running you down, spreading all kinds of rumours...
Yes, yes, I know, but that's all they are, rumours. There's absolutely no truth in any of it.
No, but it's what people choose to believe, isn't it? And you've spent so many years building up a reputation.
Exactly. We've got ourselves a cast-iron reputation. No one's going to listen to this kind of malicious gossip. Nobody's sensible.
Let's hope not.
So all we can do is carry on as normal, keep to our usual high standards. And when the complaint's resolved and I'm cleared by the college, they'll see they've nothing to worry about.
Oh, Alistair, wait. Your dinner jacket for the hunt ball?
Yes.
Have you remembered...
Look, Shula, I've got visits to make. Can we talk about this later?
They'll last in there till milking. Give me time to move the fence.
Shall I start putting the paws down?
Oh, no, no rush. I need to check the charge on the battery.
Okay.
And you wanted to talk?
Yeah. Well, it's just to say how much your dad and I still miss having you at home. And we'd be really happy for you to move back to Rickyard.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say.
I mean it, Pip. The renting season's nearly over. There's no need for you to stay on at Lower Locksley.
What's this all about, Mum?
Well, it's just the thought of you leaving Brookfield and going for a full-time job somewhere else.
Mum, I said I'm not even going to apply.
No, and we're really glad about it. But it obviously crossed your mind, and that raises a lot of questions.
Like?
Well, since there's been this big turnaround and we're actually making money from the dairy, who knows? We might even think about expanding the herd.
Are you serious?
It all depends.
Well, on what?
Well, I have caught your dad looking pretty tired sometimes. Have you noticed?
Oh, now and then, maybe.
And we'd both be wary of taking on any more work at our stage in life. Even more so now Josh is off doing his own thing. So
it's all down to me then?
It's not just about the business, Pip. Like I said, we're missing you.
Oh, okay. Thanks, but... If we're talking about your and Dad's plans...
If you don't think you'd want to stay at Brookfield, if you don't feel committed, then we wouldn't expand the herd. So, yeah, in a way, it is up to you.
So now you're back, what about...
Shula, if this is about my dinner suit...
Darling, it's been over a week now.
As soon as I've got the time, I'll go into town and get myself a new one.
All right. I shan't say another word.
Darling, while we're on the subject...
What?
Graham. It's his sister's birthday coming up, her 60th. She's having a big do in Southampton.
When?
29th. Same night as the ball.
Alistair?
It's a long-standing invitation, so I couldn't really say...
No, no, Alistair. You can't be on call. Not for the night of the ball.
I know it's not ideal. It's a nuisance.
Nuisance? But... It's impossible.
Shula!
It'll be a nightmare. How can we relax and enjoy ourselves if you're spending the whole time listening out for your pager?
No, it won't have to be like that.
Yes, it will. And you might have to go and disappear at any time. You'll have to tell Graham you can't do it.
I've already told him I can.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry, but... Oh.
Good morning.
Lateef. Hello.
I came in the front way, so...
Yes, hello.
It's good to see you.
Yes.
And you?
It's been a while.
What brings you down here?
Well, I'm on my way to Felbersham, so...
Oh, yes, the racing today.
Yes.
Ah, yes, of course.
I thought I'd call in and say hello.
Good, yes.
So, come in and have a...
Well, I really wanted to see Anisha.
Oh.
She took some scans last time she came. I wanted to check them out with her.
So, you haven't heard?
Hmm?
I assume she told you herself. She's still up in Glasgow.
I didn't know she'd gone.
Oh. I thought she might
have... Poor Anisha. Her mother's not at all well. She's had a heart attack.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it does sound quite serious.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So Anisha's had to stay with her.
And when will she be back?
That's the problem. We're not sure exactly.
You see, her mother's still in hospital. She's being monitored and having lots of tests.
Yes, I see. I only ask because she's due to visit me on Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry, there must have been a crossed wire somewhere. We should have warned you sooner.
You can see why that might be a problem for me.
Yes, of course. But you needn't worry. If Anisha's not back by then, I've already got someone in to cover for her.
A cover?
Yeah, on a temporary basis. He's a good, experienced horse vet. I was lucky to get him.
What's his name?
Graham Tate. He has an excellent reputation. You may have come across him before.
Tate? No, I don't think so. I don't think I have. So, tell me more about him.
Mum?
Hi. You coming in for some lunch? I bought some fresh baguettes.
Maybe later, when I've seen to the calves.
Okay, then.
Oh, no, Mum, hold on. Can you tell Dad I'm not planning on going anywhere right now?
Aren't you?
No, I'm fine staying on here. You know, as normal, do the cows and... Well, we'll see how it goes.
Great. That's... Well, I'm really glad to hear it.
So, if you do want to expand the herd, that's okay by me.
That's brilliant. I know your dad will be keen to start making plans.
Well, no, Mum. Hold on a bit. There is one condition.
So, tell me.
That you and Dad have a holiday.
Pip?
And I mean a proper holiday, like you were planning to Spain, remember? Book a flight and go off somewhere.
Do we have any choice?
No, and I'll even pay for the fares.
What? No, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'll use my last paycheck from the agency.
No, Pip, I won't hear it.
There's no arguments. That's the deal. You can take it or...
All right, okay. I can see there's no fighting you on this one. That's so sweet.
Yes, great. Thanks, Josh.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay. Well, that's good. So,
you off?
Sorry,
here I am again, cluttering up your yard.
Did you get your truck sorted out?
Yes, me and Josh, we're working on it.
Great.
So how's things? You doing all right?
Yeah, they're good, thanks.
That's great.
We're having lunch in a bit. You're welcome to a bite or a cuppa.
I think I'd best be on my way.
Sure?
Yeah, thanks, Ruth. Bye.
Bye then. So, is something up?
What? With you and Toby? I thought you were back to being good friends again.
Friends. Yeah, we are. Yep, we're friends. But it's all fine, Mum.
I'm sorry Graham isn't around now, but you may get to meet him on Friday.
Okay, that's fine.
That's if Anisha still isn't back.
Latif? Are you sure we can't persuade you to stay for lunch?
Oh, that's kind. I'm running late already.
Okay, then. It's good of you to call by.
My pleasure. Oh, and Alistair, while I'm here, there's a rather worrying rumour doing the rounds about your practice.
Ah, yes.
Someone's made a complaint against you.
So you've heard about that?
I wasn't really sure what to make of it.
There has been a complaint, but I can assure you it's completely groundless.
So, what's it all about?
One of those rare but tragic cases. Young horse we were castrating, died under anaesthetic, and now the owner's looking for someone to blame.
Ah, yes.
No one's fault, just a terrible piece of bad luck. One in a million, fluke accident. The college are looking into it, and I'm quite sure we'll be exonerated.
Yes, I understand. I assumed it was something like that. Thanks for the confirmation.
Oh, glad I was able to reassure you.
Once these silly rumours get started, it's hard to stop them.
Yes. Well, it's been great to see you both.
You too. I'll be in touch.
Enjoy the racing.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Alistair.
What? You saw? He was fine about it.
Well, yes, but the fact that he's even heard... He's just about your most important client.
Yes, all right.
Anisha's big catch. If you lost him, then...
Shula, you don't have to tell me that. I know just how important he is. I don't need to be reminded.
All right, I'm sorry.
You saw for yourself. Once I'd explained it to him, once he knew the truth of the matter, he was perfectly happy.
Thank goodness.
And if he's got the sense not to believe it, then hopefully our other clients will feel the same.
Yes.
So what you need to do... What we both
need to do is to get on with our jobs and stop worrying.
There we go. That's the last of the tumble tussock.
Well, we should think the Lord of Sin isn't left at all, since it took us so long to get back here.
Yeah, yeah. I had to wait to borrow the trailer from Edward.
Yeah, well, better late than never.
There's still plenty left on the other trees.
What'll they do for the regular cider? Knock them down, bag them up, take them home.
I'm going as quick as I can.
It's a sad and melancholy sight.
Yeah.
These rare and ancient trees, hundreds of years old or more, waiting for the bulldozers to come.
Yeah, nothing we can do. Hey, who's that?
Where?
Shh!
Oh, Eddie, relax. Just some lads messing about.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why you're so jumpy. We ain't doing nobody no harm.
No, no. Only trespassing on land that don't belong to us, pinching their apples.
Scrumping, not pinching. Whoever owns this bit of land now, they're going to make millions and millions of pounds concreting it over and putting up houses. Oh, they won't be fussed about a few apples.
You were still going to graft some cuttings?
Oh, but I can't do that till the leaves is off the tree, see?
Like you said the other day, who knows if they'll still be here by then.
What we need is a bit of inside information. And I know it's just the man to ask.
It'd be funny being a barmaid again after, what, how many years?
You're not feeling nervous, are you?
No. Well, maybe a bit.
You'll be fine. It's like riding a bike, innit?
Oh, I hope so. Are you still okay to have the kids?
Yeah, of course.
It's ever so kind of you.
I'm cleaning for Peggy after dinner, but I'll be home about 4.
Okay.
Do you want to bring them round then?
Yeah. Thanks, Emma. Just let me know if you need more help with the elections.
Oh, well, you've done enough already.
You said you were getting some flyers printed?
Yeah, since I've got the time.
So I could take some down to Poppy's nursery. Give them to the other mums. The ones who are local.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great.
Yeah, if you let me know when they're done.
Yeah. Now, I had another talk with Jim Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the young people don't tend to vote in the PC elections. He thinks I should target the pensioners instead.
Does he?
Yeah, and he's offered to help me out. Do some canvassing for me.
That's, nice.
Yeah, but now I'm wondering, why is he doing it? What's in it for him?
Hey, no need to fuss. This isn't going to hurt.
Ah, Tony.
Oh,
hello.
Justin.
Oh, I see you've got your hands full.
But she's got a sore foot. I was just going to have a look. And...
Oh, well, perhaps I should leave you to it.
Oh, no, she can wait a bit. If you tell me why you're here, is it anything complicated?
No, it shouldn't take long. I've a very simple question to ask you. Would you do Lillian and me the great honour of being a witness at our wedding?
Witness?
Yes. Well, it is nothing very onerous. You just have to come along, hear us say our vows, and then sign the register at the end. So, how about it?
Well, I'm not sure what to say.
No, there's no pressure at all, Tony. Why not, you know, take some time, think it over?
Jim Lloyd?
Just between ourselves. He's offered to help me with my campaign for the parish council.
Has he now?
He's supposed to be neutral, isn't he?
Yes.
Shall I clean the fridge out before I go?
Oh, thank you, Emma. That'd be marvellous.
So, I'm not sure what to say. Is he just supporting me to get at Robert? You know they don't see eye to eye.
Does it matter why he's offering? If it helps you get elected?
Well, it all feels a bit shady, somehow. Underhand. Like all this double-dealing and backstabbing that goes on nowadays.
Politics at any level can be a pretty cutthroat business.
So do you think I should say yes?
Well, that has to be your choice, dear. But Jim's a grown-up too. If he wants to risk his post as parish clerk, that's up to him.
Mm. Well...
Hello, Mum!
Ah, here he is. Hello, Tony.
Maybe you're right. Perhaps I'm being too fussy.
If you really want to get elected...
You're ready for the shops.
If you just give me a minute.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Hiya.
Emma's nearly finished.
So, do you want to wait?
No, we can leave her to lock up. Is that all right with you, Emma?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I'll find my bag. And Emma, I'm very impressed by your moral integrity. You can certainly count on my vote.
We'll leave them here for now. I'll drop them down the field later.
I could use a nice cuppa.
All right, Mia. Look after Poppy, Ed. Be careful.
Oh, there's Nick. Afternoon.
Hiya. Is it all right if the girls go up and see the ponies?
Oh, more than welcome.
Wow, all these apples.
We paid another visit to that old orchard.
Hey, and Nick, your little brainwave about the turkey sales, it's already getting results.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, free bottle with every bird. It's genius. I shifted another one last night.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased.
And hopefully we'll shift a few more come Saturday.
Apple Day.
Yeah, down at our orchard. All the usual attractions. Plenty of fun for all the family.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
So, Nick, got any more bright ideas?
Come to think of it...
Yeah?
Well, there's a friend of Mia's at school whose mum's from the States, from Kentucky. And she says there's this special brand of whiskey over there that's really hard to find.
Oh, yeah, the bourbon. What's it called?
Oh, it's got a weird name.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah. Well, it's real top quality and they don't make much of it, so it's got like a big cult following and we can pay hundreds of dollars for a bottle.
Oh, hundreds? Blimey.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not allowed to sell your cider.
Not officially, no.
So, well, this might be daft, but could you do the same with your Tumble Tussock? A rare, exclusive, artisanal cider. Only available through word of mouth.
What do you reckon, Eddie?
Nick, hiya.
Hey, Emma.
You know what, Nick? You could be onto something.
Ah. OK, well, I'll leave it with you then. Oh, that was good timing.
Oh, sorry, I got held up at Peggy's.
It's OK, we only just got here.
So, are you feeling more confident about your shift at the ball?
Not sure about confidence.
Oh, come on. You know you've got what it takes.
Have I?
It's not just about serving drinks. Any fool can do that. It's about dealing with the customers, and you're a natural. They love you.
Oh, thanks. And well, thanks again for minding the kids. You've been a real help, Emma.
No problem. Oh, and by the way, I've decided, when you're in politics, you can't afford to be too picky.
No?
No. So if Jim Lloyd wants to help me with my campaign, I'm not going to stop him.
Tony, what is it? You've hardly said a word the whole journey.
Justin's asked me to be a witness at the wedding.
Oh, well, I think that's very sweet of him.
Sweet? Justin Elliott?
Yes, if he asked you himself, it shows he really wants to be part of the family.
Unless Lillian put him up to it.
He's not that sort of man. He's got a mind of his own.
Perhaps. But that doesn't make it any easier for me, does it?
You did say yes, didn't you?
Well, I'd said I'd think about it.
Oh, Tony.
You know the history, Mum. Me and Justin, we're not exactly blood brothers.
If you mean all that hoo-ha over the land deal.
Well, it's not so much that. It's...
Well, what?
We're different kinds of people. We don't see the world the same way. So I'd be playing a part. I'd have to be all smiles, make jokes, say the right things.
Yes, and why ever not?
Well, I'm just not sure if I'm the right person to do it.
Tony, he's only asking you to be a witness.
Yes, yes.
At your sister's wedding, it's not about saving you some minor embarrassment. Your job is to make it as happy and memorable a day for her as you can.
All right, I'm only saying...
And however you may feel about Justin, I know Lillian. And she does love him very much. So no more of this nonsense. You must go straight to Justin and tell him you'll be delighted.
There you go, Eddie.
Not very much. Beautifully poured.
Thanks.
You ain't lost your touch then, young Nick?
Good. Well, that's nice of you to say.
Oh, and we've been talking about your new idea, eh, Dad?
Oh,
Grundy Tumble Tussock. Specialist. Single variety cider. You like it?
Well, I love the concept, although you might need to work on the name.
Oh. Yeah, that's when I told him.
Job!
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm coming.
She don't just pull a good point. Smart as a whip, she is.
Yeah, you're right there, Dad.
Now she's come up the hard way. Now she's got William and a nice home and no money worries. It's no more than she deserves.
Yeah. Hey, where are you going?
Restaurant. I want a word with Justin Elliott.
So, here's to my wonderful wife-to-be.
Thank you, darling.
And to our silver thimble...
place card holders. You know, I think I will go for the heart. Mm-hmm. Oh, and darling, I hate to keep on at you, but have you called Philip about the shower? Oh, Justin.
Oh, first thing tomorrow morning, I promise.
Excuse me, can I have a word?
Oh, Joe, hello.
Oh, good evening.
No, Justin Elliot. That new estate near Borchester on the Ullerton Road.
What about it?
It's only half of it built, and I just wondered when they're going to start on the other half.
Oh, well, I'm not sure why you're asking me.
And why are you so interested?
Yeah, family matters. Well, I thought you'd know, you being a property developer and all.
Not offhand, Joe.
But you could make a few inquiries, like, among your property developer friends.
Oh,
eh?
Joe.
Well, I suppose I could ask around.
Oh, I'd be very grateful. Oh,
hello, Justin, Lillian.
Tony.
Hello. Yeah, why don't you come and join us?
Well... I'd like a quiet word, if that's all right.
What about?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry, Joe. Can you excuse
us?
Oh,
right. I know it's when I ain't wanted.
I'll let you know if I hear anything, Joe.
Oh, ta very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Tony.
Look, is it anything urgent? Because...
Well, yes. I just came to say I'd be honoured to be a witness at the wedding.
Oh,
witness?
That's marvellous. I'm so pleased.
What?
And I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I should have said yes at the time.
No. We quite understand. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it, don't we, Lillian?
Yes, of course.
Oh, great. Well, that was all, really. So I'll leave you to enjoy your supper.
All right. And thanks again.
No. It's my pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You didn't tell me.
No, I wanted it to be a nice surprise. You are pleased, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm delighted.
So, you needn't worry about Bridge Farm or anything else. This is going to be the perfect wedding.
I know you'd rather not talk about it, Kate.
Why now? I'm busy.
But it's very important.
Yes, you can't just ignore it and hope it'll go away.
So what is this, a delegation?
No!
Yes.
Great.
Now, it's been lovely having Nolotando here at home with us and both of you having so much fun.
But she can't be on an everlasting holiday.
Look, Mum...
She needs to keep up her education.
But she's only here until Christmas.
Well, that's long enough.
A few weeks. What's she going to learn in that time?
Well, at least she'll be learning something. And it'll be nice for her to be with people of her own age.
Oh, sure. Never mind the fact that the whole reason she's come all this way is to spend time with me.
She can still do that, darling.
It's been such a long time. There are still a few things we need to work through.
Look, Kate, it's not just your parents being tyrants. Nolotando's only 16, and the law says she must be in full-time education.
Oh, yeah, so what, they're going to lock me up for bad parenting?
Hey, what's this?
Oh, hi, sweetie.
Are you talking about me?
No.
So, you want to send me to school?
Well, it's...
Look, darling...
Now, we were just talking through some different options.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Look, Nolotando.
No, I'm not going to school, Mum, and you can't make me.
No.
Not school. It's a sixth form college.
I don't care what you call it. I'm not going.
Hey, relax. We won't make you do anything against your will. We're not tyrants.
Nolotando, you must try and understand.
Freddy's waiting. He's taking me over to his...
Okay, sweetheart.
But we haven't finished here yet.
I won't be late.
Give me a call, won't you? And have fun. Bye. Well, I've got another yurt to clean, so see you later.
All right, darling. Well, we tried.
No, Jenny. If Kate can't be a responsible parent, then we're just going to have to help her to see sense.
No, of course I'm not leaving Grey Gables. I'm talking about the Christmas show, Robert. I've decided I'm not going to direct it this year.
Oh, Lindy, are you sure you're feeling well? Not overtired, are you?
No, Robert, I am perfectly sane and well. In fact, I can't imagine why it took me so long.
Well, good for you.
It makes perfect sense. I've got so many more important things going on in my life.
my reading list and the garden, and now, of course, the PC elections.
But I thought the whole point of me standing for the PC was to take the pressure off you.
Well, yes.
As you said yourself, it's time for me to take the spotlight.
Yes, but I'll be there to offer you the benefit of my long experience, from behind the scenes, as it were.
So you'll be directing me instead of the show?
Now, Robert, I am serious. I need a break from any kind of directing. It's high time somebody else stepped up and took on all the stress and responsibility.
I shan't argue with that.
And there are still 2 months until opening night, so I...
If you can find someone brave enough to volunteer.
Oh, I don't think we need worry about that.
Anyway, talking of the PC elections, I had a very odd experience this morning on Sabrina Thwaite's doorstep.
Sabrina?
Whilst I was out canvassing. When I asked for her vote, she practically fell about laughing, and then she started quoting Aristotle at me.
Aristotle?
Something about virtue and moral principles.
Well, this is Sabrina we're talking
about. Yeah, not her usual choice of reading, I'm sure. I call it very peculiar.
Tea is in the pot, darling. Your favourite lapsang.
Oh, good.
And a scone here, if you like.
Oh, Mum?
Ah, Kate.
Have you seen my own tingshar bells? The ones I use for meditation?
Oh, sorry, no.
Kate.
Oh,
okay, well, maybe I left
now,
upstairs.
Now, Kate, hold on, wait.
Yes, Dad?
Come on. Come here and sit down.
I'm not a pet dog.
Well, this won't take long. Now... Following on from our earlier discussion, your mother and I...
Dad, no. I am not sending Nolitando to college.
Kate, here's the deal, right? If Nolitando's staying here until Christmas, then she has to go to college. End of discussion.
What? No. No, you can't go laying down the law. Well, Phoebe went to school when she was in South Africa. Why shouldn't Nolitando do the same here?
Because... Well... Because that was different.
Well, I can't see how.
Well, anyway, she happens to be my daughter.
Yes,
so...
yes, Kate. She is your daughter. And you're her mother. And you need to think about what's best for her, not what happens to suit you.
Quite. Can't always think of your own needs.
No. I can't believe you're saying that.
Look, Nolitando may seem mature for her age, but she is still only a child. And if she misses a big chunk of her schooling now, well, it could affect her for the rest of her life. I know it's tough, but you need to do the right thing and behave responsibly.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Well, hooray for that.
Yeah, if it'll make you happy.
It's not about making us happy, it's about doing what's right.
I do think it's for the best, darling.
So all you need to do now is tell her.
Got such a great life here, Freddie. I'm green.
I think I'd rather be in Durban.
Oh, no, no, you wouldn't. Not with my dad. Him and the hyena.
Who?
It's Pee-wee. His latest girlfriend. I call her that because of the way she laughs.
Yeah, I get it.
And now he wants to divorce my mom and marry her. So, like, where do I fit in?
Mm-hmm.
No one asked me about it. The whole thing is totally messed up. Some days I feel like my life is just... unreal.
Well, not much happens around here. If a cow falls over, it's like a major excitement. Yep, you're in the land of the living dead.
Oh, but you've got this amazing place and your mom, she's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to show you the scars?
No, but at least she acts like a grown-up. My mom, she just tries so hard. Like we're mates or something, you know? Mm. It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
Parents are supposed to be embarrassing, aren't they?
And it's not just her, though. Now my grandparents are trying to pressure me to go to school.
What? Here in England?
Yes, or college or whatever. And I'm supposed to be here on holiday.
Is it holiday time in South Africa?
Well, no, but so? I'm here, not there.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, actually, my college isn't so bad, really.
Oh, sure. Like, you'd be there if you had a choice.
Yeah, it keeps Mum quiet, which is always a good thing. And the social life is awesome. I mean, with this really cool group, there's, you know, something going on almost every night. God, it'd be a whole lot more fun than hanging round yurts with your mum.
You think?
You could meet my friends, hang out with us, it'd be cool. So why not give it a try?
Ah, Brian.
Robert, hello.
Hello. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm standing for the parish council.
Oh, does this mean I'm being canvassed?
Well, yeah. So, I think you could trust me to represent the, you know, stand up for the spirit of local democracy in the parish of Ambridge.
Can you be a bit more specific?
You're not going to start quoting Aristotle at me, are you?
What? No.
Good.
I'd just like a clearer idea of where you stand on some of our local issues.
Ah, well, as
for instance, what are your views on the latest amendment to the County Council Local Development Plan?
Ah, yeah, well, I'm glad you asked me that, because...
So?
Well, I understand that it does raise some contentious issues, but, well, of course, there are two sides to the argument.
I'm sorry, Robert, that doesn't answer my question.
Doesn't it?
Let me give you a word of advice, old boy. You won't win many votes unless... unless you've got some fire in your belly.
Fire?
Yes. So why not go away and find some issues you feel really passionate about, and then come back and try me again. Kate, sorry to disturb you.
Don't bother to knock, will you?
Nolitando's just got home, and you promised you'd tell her about...
Oh, all right, well, give me a chance.
Come on, I think she's in here.
Okay, I'm...
Now, here she comes, and your mother too, so no use putting it off, now's the time.
Yes, yes, here we are.
Hey, Nolitando.
Hey.
I think your mother has something to say to you. Kate?
Well,
yes. I thought perhaps... I mean, well, maybe we should have another think about
school. Mum, if this is about college... Oh, it's okay. I'll do it.
What?
I'll go along there with you and check it out.
You will? Oh!
Yeah, anything if it gets you all off my back.
Oh, well, thank done, goodness sweetheart.
Though I'm not making any promises. And if I do go, I'll need some new gear, like a whole new outfit or two.
What?
Oh, yes, 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 of course, sweetie. Oh, come here.
Mum, well, wait, back off. Doing this under protest, all right? And don't expect me to enjoy it.
Here. Look. My old script of Sleeping Beauty.
And you lost it?
Robert, don't you see I can recycle it?
Oh, well, ask Jolene where she keeps her bin. And
oh, no, I mean reuse it for this year's show. Mm. So the new director doesn't have to start from scratch. Of course, it'll need a tiny bit of updating, but that's easily done. I thought I'd start by asking Alice if she'd like to take charge. She showed such enthusiasm for the show last year. Robert, are you listening to a word I'm saying?
I've had a bad day, Lindy. I'm not sure I'm cut out to be a politician.
Oh, now don't be so silly. Neville Booth was singing your praises to me the other day. You've secured his vote. And Nathan's.
Well, I've been laughed at by Sabrina. And then Brian said I've no fire in my belly.
Did he? Well, you just have to show you...
This one's on me.
Here he is. Now's your chance.
Linda, Robert, good evening.
Hello, Brian. Go on, Robert.
Brian, I've just had a thought about what you said to me earlier, and
Since we talked, I've been canvassed at the bar by Nick Grundy.
By Nick?
Yes, on Emma's behalf. And Jim Lloyd chipped in too.
What? Jim?
Yes, he had a lot to say in Emma's favour. He was actually very persuasive. So I'm afraid I've already pledged my vote to Emma. Oh, there you go, Jenny. I'm in for the Chardonnay.
Jim Lloyd?
He can't do that. Oh, he shouldn't. He's a parish clerk.
Jim is canvassing for Emma? Well, this changes everything. Don't you see what he's up to? He's using Emma as his puppet. He knows I'm running, and he'll do anything to stop me.
Yes, yes, you may be right.
So typical. How devious and cynical can you get?
Well... you'll have to try and stop him, Robert.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him win. This means war.
If there's one thing I hate, it's a shower that turns cold on me.
Bit of a shock to the system.
Oh, Philip, you should have heard me scream when it first happened. I ran out to the landing completely starkers.
Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday.
with this job on in Overton.
Oh, no, no, don't apologise. I should have called you sooner, not left it to Justin.
Yeah?
Oh, it's completely hopeless. I asked him on Sunday, and he kept saying he'd do it and then forgetting.
Ah, right.
Anyway, here you are, and that's marvellous.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's just the pump that needs resetting. It shouldn't take me long.
Lillian?
Oh, Shula, darling, hello.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Philip's my knight in shining armour. Come to mend our shower.
Oh.
OK, if I go and get started.
Oh, yes, please. You know the way?
Oh, yes.
I'll bring you up some tea.
Thanks. Milk, no sugar.
OK. Are you going to come in, Shula?
Oh, just a few minutes. I've got your tickets for the hunt ball, and Justin said he'd kindly pass these on to his friends.
Ah, yeah. So, dare I ask, how's it all going?
Oh, Lillian, I'm not sure where to start.
Pip, hey.
Hey, Toby.
Look,
I'm sorry. I thought you were out. I didn't know you'd be back.
Yeah. Just went to grab brunch.
And I'm not stalking you.
Oh.
No, right. Dad spotted some wobbly fence posts, and he's too busy to fix it. So's Josh and Mum, so...
So after what happened last time, you're not taking any chances?
No. But I'll go away now and come back later.
No, it's fine. You carry on. I've got work to do inside.
Well, if you're sure.
You won't even know I'm here. I'll leave you to it.
So I'd finally got the vodka luge sorted out. Then I got a call to say the bucking bronco's out of service and mightn't be fixed in time.
What? No bucking bronco?
I'm on the trail of another supplier. They're supposed to be calling me back.
Oh, you poor thing.
And if all that wasn't bad enough... Alistair's announced he'll have to be on call that evening.
Oh, darling. What about this new locum of yours?
Graham, yes, he ought to do it. I've told Alistair he's just got to be firm and not take no for an answer.
Well, if anyone ever asks me to be a hump master, I'll remember to say no. Not that that's ever going to happen.
Anyway, I'll let you take Philip his tea.
Shula, I don't mean to add to your troubles, but...
Yes?
Well, Justin's picked up some gossip about the stables. A horse that was badly treated.
Oh, dear.
I'm not sure of the details.
It wasn't bad treatment. It died during an operation. There was nothing Alistair could do, but the owners made a formal complaint against him.
Yeah. I heard about that from Jenny.
All completely untrue, of course.
But this wasn't to do with Alistair. It was about one of your livery horses.
What?
Yeah, something to do with a horse going lame.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wish I could remember more.
No, thanks for the warning.
Just pop it down on the side, please.
Right, there you are.
Thanks. It is the pump. Sometimes you get problems when they're first installed.
Oh, well, I'll take your word for it, darling.
Won't take me long to fix it.
You clever man. Well, look, we'll get on out of your way. Come on, Ruby.
Oh, Lillian.
Yeah?
I hope I'm not in Justin's bad books after that thing in the pub the other day.
What thing?
Oh, didn't he tell you?
No, what happened?
Oh, well, it was nothing much, really.
Oh, Philip, come on, must have been something. Tell me.
Okay, well, it all started with that little dog of yours.
Ruby?
She'd run off.
Oh, yes, I know. We beside ourselves with worry.
Yeah, and this bloke had found her by the pub. And him and Justin...
Bloke? What bloke?
Well, I've seen him around, but I don't know his name.
Oh.
Late 60s, sharp dresser, London accent.
Ah, yeah. I think I know who you mean.
So anyway, him and Justin, they had a disagreement.
There's no need to hold back. Tell me the truth.
Well, it was looking to turn into a real scrap, so I stepped in and calmed things down before it got out of hand.
So, who started it? Did this man threaten Justin?
Well...
Or was it Justin's fault? Did he get angry, lose his temper? Philip?
Let's just say I'm glad I was there to stop it, or it might have turned quite nasty.
Yeah, I see. Well, look, thank you for telling me.
Like I said, I hope there's no hard feelings as far as Justin's concerned.
Look, I'm sure Justin's got every reason to thank you. Look, come on, Ruby, let's get some fresh air, shall we?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going fine, yeah. It's great. I'm nearly done.
Okay. Well, I made some tea, so thought this might help you along.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
No problem. I just put it here. So, Pip, about what happened the other day...
Look, can we please not talk about it now?
Fine. I just wanted to say that I...
No, it was my mistake. It was totally inappropriate. And I told you how sorry I was. Can we just leave it at that, yeah?
OK. But I feel I should apologise too, if I made you feel so bad about it.
Oh. Well, that's nice of you to say, but...
I'm sorry. But I had to be honest with you, didn't I? That's what friends are supposed to do.
Yeah, friends, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh. Oh, whoops.
It's my last staple.
That's OK, I got it. Here.
Oh,
So, you gonna take it, or...?
Yeah, thanks.
So, all sorted. Are we back to being mates again?
Yeah, mates. Mates is good.
Yep, great. Mates it is.
Well, so I'll get on and...
Yes, me too. Back to work.
Toby. Thanks for the tea.
No, I'm sorry. I am not letting you off. There's a car coming and I don't want you running away.
Well, hello.
Matt, what are you...
Just out for a drive. Say hello, Ruby. I hope you're keeping a tight hold on her lead.
Yeah. Now, Matt, tell me what happened in the ball between you and Justin.
Oh, you heard about that.
Yeah, Phillips, just tell me. What made Justin so angry? Does he know?
No. Stay calm. No need to panic. It was just a storm in a teacup.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. Well, all right, so... If Justin did lose his cool, it was probably down to me.
How?
Well, he'd lost Ruby, I found her, so I couldn't resist winding him up about it.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, I know, it was naughty, I should have kept stum, but it was too good a chance to miss. But no harm done, eh?
No harm? How do you know?
Lily, relax, it's all fine. Nothing was said that you need to worry about.
Are you quite sure about that?
Yes.
Because if Justin does suspect anything, then
he doesn't. Well, we've not done anything, so why would he?
All right. But please, please, please be careful.
I will, I promise.
Oh, and look at it now.
Yeah, it's going to start tipping down.
We haven't brought an umbrella. Oh, well.
Probably only a shower. Here, come on, get in the car, into the drive.
Matt, no.
OK, if you'd rather stand there and catch your death. Come on, just till it passes, and there's something else I want to talk about.
Toby?
Oh, Pip. Oh, come in.
Look, this is no good. I can't do this.
Do what?
I'd like go on pretending.
Sorry, I don't quite get
it. Toby, can you put that down and listen to me?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to be mates. I've still got feelings for you and they won't go away.
So, if this is really true, why did you dump me?
I don't know. You know, I'm whatever it was, it's gone, and it just doesn't seem to matter anymore.
So, I need to be absolutely 100% clear about this, Pip. What exactly are you saying?
I'm not... Oh, look, maybe you should just forget
Pip,
I said it.
Hey,
just...
wait.
I'm sorry, Toby. I just don't know.
Okay,
how to...
come here now. Does that help make things clearer for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I got myself a small problem with that mate of yours, Philomena.
Shush, Ruby. What kind of problem?
Well, you know I was looking to buy one of her horses to ship over to Costa Rica.
I believe you did mention it, yeah.
Chinese Lantern, that's the one. She agreed on a fair price and I thought we had ourselves a deal. But then for some reason, she started dragging her feet.
Well, your idea of a fair price may not be the same as hers.
No, it's not about the money. I even offered to bump it up a touch if you put her skates on. But no, she's still holding fire, and time's running out.
So why are you telling me all this?
Ah, well, you see, I thought with you and Philomena being such big pals, sisters under the skin of
you, right? Hardly that. We see one another now and then, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, but all the same, she likes you, she respects you. I could tell that when I saw you together.
I'm still not sure where all this is leading, Matt.
OK, look, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. If you was to pay her a friendly visit, all nice and casual, and then, when her guard's down, maybe use your charms and influence to, hurry...
No, Matt, why ask me?
I know it sounds like a big ask, Pusscat.
Please, please, don't call me that.
Sorry? Well, it's just a case of oiling the wheels. I'm not asking you to get involved.
Oiling the wheels?
No need to talk figures or details, just be yourself. Warm and friendly and casual. I know you can do that, like falling off a log. Then, when you get the chance, you remind her that I don't have forever to clinch the deal. I'll be off a week on Sunday, back to Costa Rica.
A week?
Yeah, I thought you knew. Didn't you?
Well, no, well, not quite
so
as soon
time
as that.
Is of the essence.
Yeah, I can see it.
Lillian, can't you do this one little favour for me? Before I go? Surely you owe me that much, don't you?
I don't know, Matt.
Just for old time's sake. I'll never ask anything of you again. Promise.
Won't you?
No. Why would I? You won't even see me again. I'll be gone from out your life. Gone forever.
All right then. Yeah, I'll do it.
Lillian told me how worried you were. I meant to ring you last night.
No, it's good of you to call, Justin.
So, this gossip about your lame horse, I heard about it from my land agent, and he'd been told by his daughter, who's a keen horsewoman.
Ooh, what's her name? I may know her.
Oh dear. Trixie? Trudy? I'm not sure what her married
name
is.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Do you know how she got hold of it?
Yes, that I do know. I got back to my agent and asked, and apparently it came from an online equestrian message board. I'm afraid someone's been posting some rather negative comments about your business and blaming you for the horse going lame. I haven't read them myself, but...
Have you any idea who's responsible for these comments?
Oh, hang on, I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, apparently they were posted by someone calling themselves Roberta.
Ah, of course. It had to be her.
You know her?
Mm. She was one of our stable girls till last week. I had to sack her.
I see.
If it was anyone's fault the horse went lame, it was hers. And now she's blaming me instead.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, no, it's so good of you to go to all this trouble.
Now, I've got the link to the forum, if that's any help.
Oh, yes.
Shall I send it on to you?
Please, that would be wonderful. Oh, thank you so much.
No, the least I can do.
Well, good luck with it all anyway.
Thanks again, Justin.
Bye then.
Bye.
Done?
Yes, if I just send her a quick email.
Oh, so good of you, darling. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Poor Shula. I'm sure it was the last thing she wanted to hear.
Yeah. Well, I've just had a long session with Jenny.
Oh?
Mostly about her headstrong granddaughter, Nolotando.
Oh, is she so very headstrong?
Her mother's daughter, darling.
Yep, all done.
Oh, and Justin, darling, have you had another word with Tony?
Oh.
I don't mean to keep on at you,
no,
darling.
Yes, I called him and we had a chat about the dress code. He seems quite happy to hire something appropriate.
Oh, good. Last thing we want is him in that ancient suit of his, putting me off my vows.
Oh, no. The perfect wedding, remember?
So sweet of you, darling.
Oh, you off?
Yes. A couple of viewings and then meeting with an agent. It could drag on for half the day.
So, I won't see you for lunch?
Not sure. Shall I give you a call?
No, don't worry. I'll see you later.
Oh, it's dreadful. Even worse than I thought.
Oh, Roberta?
Yes. Not just about my lame horse. She's obviously been talking to your Mrs. Ramsay as well.
She's heard about the complaint?
Oh, yes. And she's really been putting the knife in about your practice.
Oh.
Here, see for yourself.
No, I don't want to see it. I can imagine only too well.
But all that's nothing compared to what she says about the stables. She's got a whole thread on here, ranting about how terrible the yard is, what a bad employer I am, and how we're not fit to run a livery business. And if it wasn't for our poor, overworked stable girls, the whole place would fall apart.
That's really vindictive.
None of it true. It's all a load of garbage.
She was always an odd girl. Now she's gone completely mad.
Yes, but when people see this stuff, some of them are going to believe it.
Possibly,
well,
yes.
If the rumours about your practice weren't bad enough, now it's my business that's being slagged off in public. Where's it going to end?
Well, trying to look on the bright side. At least we know who's responsible.
How's that going to help?
Well, it shows she's unstable. You were quite right to sack her.
Oh, it's not much consolation, darling. And how am I going to stop her saying these things?
Well, one thing you mustn't do is go on the forum and start a long argument with her. Oh. That'd just be throwing fresh meat to the trolls.
Yes, but I can't just do nothing.
Same as me. Turn the other cheek and get on with your job.
Oh.
Doubt if many of our clients read that message board. And if they do, they'll know it's all
over. Oh, I hope you're right.
So come away from that screen and stop torturing yourself. Sure, you've far better things to do.
Oh, yes, I have. I need to make another call about the bucking bronco.
I'm off to Pennyhasset, then a TB test.
Oh, but Alistair, have you talked to Graham?
No, I haven't talked to Graham about cover for the hump ball.
Oh!
I've not had the chance, and I can't do it now. He's out on a visit to Lateef.
So when?
I'll ask him as soon as he's back.
Promise?
Yes. I promise.
Hey, hello, you made it.
Then why you had to choose a labour?
Yeah, well...
I feel as if I'm about to meet my drug dealer, darling.
It's quiet. It's close by. Got a nice view.
Yeah. All right. At least I found you.
So, how was it? How did it go with Philomena?
Well, actually, I think I did rather well.
Yeah?
In fact, I surprised myself. I quite enjoyed it.
Come on then, tell us.
Well, it was a bit of a shaky start, but I soon got into the swing of it and I had a nice long girly chat with Mina, you know, picking up from the last time we met, wedding plans and all the latest horsey gossip.
So did you mention Chinese Lantern?
No, not directly.
No.
Well, I was much cleverer than that.
Yeah?
And it wasn't so hard. Mina's such a nosy Parker. I knew she'd be dying to ask more about us.
Us? What, as in me and...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she'd picked up that we knew each other from the other day, but I'd fobbed her off and said, oh, you were just a passing acquaintance.
And she wasn't buying it?
No, she's not so easily fooled, so I fed her a few more tasty morsels just to keep her happy.
How much did you tell her?
Don't worry, it was nothing incriminating. Just that we were former business partners in the dim and distant past, which is perfectly true, darling.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And, of course, that was the perfect cue for me to ask about your deal.
Good, nice one. And what did she have to say?
Well, apparently the only reason she's been dragging her feet is that she wasn't sure you were making the right choice.
Meaning what, exactly?
With Chinese Lantern. That she's other horses in her stables that might suit you better.
Oh, yeah, right, I'm with you.
So I was able to say, no. If he says Chinese Lantern, Matt Crawford knows what he wants.
And did she go for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she did.
Oh, that's my girl.
But she seemed a lot happier once I'd told her, so don't be surprised if you get a call from her soon.
Excellent. Well done. Lillian, you are a wonderful woman.
No hugs. A polite thank you would be quite enough.
Oh, I can do better than that. There's a pretty decent gastropub just down the road, so I'm going to treat you to lunch.
Oh, man.
No, I insist. Just this one last time. Then we can both go our separate ways. All right?
All right. Thank you. I'd like that. All right there. Just you hold on.
Shula?
Oh, hello. I see Graham's back already.
Yes, he is.
So, did you talk to him about...
Yes, that's all sorted. He's giving up his sister's party so he can cover the night of the hump ball.
Oh, good. I'm very pleased to hear it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to like what else he had to say.
What? Alistair?
Why he's back so soon? When he got to Lateef's, he was told to go away again. He wasn't needed.
Why? I don't understand.
Because they won't be using us anymore. Lateef's going back to his old veterinary practice.
Oh, Alistair.
I couldn't quite believe it myself at first, but it's perfectly true.
But why?
Apparently his excuse was that Anisha's so unavailable.
But that's only temporary. He knows her mother's in hospital.
That makes no sense at all. And Graham's just as good an equine vet.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's nothing to do with that. It's Mrs. Ramsay spreading her lies and Roberta's online smear campaign.
Oh, that girl doing all this damage.
I've tried to call Lateef, but he's not answering.
So we've lost him? One of our biggest clients?
It may not just be him. We've already had Sal Blake down asking awkward questions. If we lose her too... Oh, well...
Oh, Alistair, what are we going to do?
Well, this is all right, isn't it? Nice and cosy, not too crowded, great menu.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And a decent bottle of Chablis between us, just like old
times. Matt, please, don't say it.
Sorry, force of habit.
But you're right. It is a very nice place. And all that subterfuge has given me quite an appetite.
Good. Well, take your time. Choose whatever you want.
Now, where to stop? Shh! Stop! Stay still!
Hmm?
Don't look! Keep your head down! It's Roy! Roy Tucker!
Roy?
Yes, out in the lobby with the girl who took our booking. If he turns around, he'll see us.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Stay cool.
He's coming in!
No! No, he's not seeing us. He's going out of the front.
You sure? Has he gone?
Yep, straight out the door. We're all clear.
Oh, thank heavens.
Hey, come on, relax.
Oh, but Matt...
What's the panic? I happen to know they're short of staff at Grey Gables. My guess is Roy was doing a bit of head hunting.
Yeah, but if he had seen us and it had somehow got back to Justin...
So? What if it had?
Well, I knew Justin. He'd put two and two together and make five, get completely the wrong idea.
And would he have been so very wrong?
Yes, yes, of course he would.
Come on now, be honest.
Matt, we are having a perfectly innocent pub lunch, but how's
innocent,
Justin...
Lillian? So it's a pub and not some hotel room, but what we've got between us right now, there's nothing innocent about it. It's all for real. We're having an affair.
No!
Yes, it's the truth. And has been all these past few weeks.
No, you are wrong. That is not true at all.
Yes, it is. I still love you. I never stopped. And I know you still feel the same about me.
How can you possibly know what I feel?
Because I know you better than anyone. And I can't lose you again. I want you to come with me. I can't go away and leave you here.
You're completely out of your mind.
Listen, if you stay here and marry Justin Elliott, you'll never be truly happy again.
How can you possibly say that?
Because I know you and I know what'll happen. You'll be selling yourself out for an easy life. Do you want to end up like your sister, stuck out here on a phony excuse for a marriage, wasting your days away, walking the dog, doing your bit of charity work? You might as well book your room at the Laws and have done with it.
Matt, I am going to marry Justin because... because he's the man I love.
Do you? Do you really feel the same way for him as you do for me? That same spark, passion, excitement? I'm a wealthy man now. I can offer you all he can. And a whole lot more.
Matt... stop it. That's enough. I am not going to listen
Lillian,
to you.
Don't throw yourself away. Grab this last chance while you've got it. Come away with me. And we can spend the rest of our lives together. What is there to stop you?
No. You're mad. Of course I can't. I'm not going anywhere with you.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
A new podcast from the BBC.
Can you be clear about when you first realised Becky was out of sight?
I'm John McGregor, and I am the writer of The Reservoir Tapes.
Tell me about that morning.
These are a series of stories where the listener needs to do some of the imaginative work. It's not even so much that it's a whodunit, it's more of a whodunwhat.
She's 13, they said. Her name's Becky.
I wanted this to be about what happens when you genuinely don't know.
They said any detail could be vital, but how would you know? Would it be some piece of clothing, like a lost glove on a railing, or like a hairband in the gutter?
An interviewer has gone around, talked to the people in the village about the disappearance of the girl and about their lives in the village in the weeks and months leading up to her disappearance.
She could leave, Will. That was something that could happen. She could have this feeling again.
That interviewer has then taken those interviews and turned them into these accounts.
She'd seen something like this before, the way people kept their distance, as if grief was contagious.
And I think in this day and age, we're all very used to doing that work because we always hear half of a phone conversation on the bus or the train, and I reckon most of us are pretty good at imagining the other side of that conversation. But I think in a less obvious way, that happens in the stories throughout this series. The listener needs to do some of their own imaginative work to kind of fill in the gaps.
This would be a chance for you to put your side of the story. People would appreciate that.
The Reservoir Tapes podcast. Download it online.